end of season sale is on. Shop theiconic.com.au or download the app.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradieoke.
Tradieoke time, where the tradies of Melbourne shine. Other states have tried this, guys. We keep trying to stop them, but they continue to do our segments.
Yeah.
But just rip us off.
They don't do it.
We have
good,
the
though.
Best tradies, because not only are they the backbone of our society, they're building it, they're looking after us.
We won an ACRA, Boxy.
We did win an ACRA for this segment.
Australian Commercial should, Radio Award. That's why radio's Logies.
Yeah. But other they're also fun and talented, and they can sing. Now, we do have a scaffolder from Keysborough, Jojo, on the line. Hey, Jojo.
Hey, Fifi.
Jojo, great name for a singer already.
Great name.
Yeah. And I love this.
Jojo.
You're going to perform some Swiftie, Taylor Swift, for us. And a new one. Is that right, Byron?
Yeah. I'm looking for it. No, I don't.
It's a shame.
But anyway. There it is. Got it. There we go.
Oh, Jojo, I can't wait for this.
No, no, don't sing yet. Don't sing yet, mate. That's just so people know what it is.
Okay, Jojo, off you go with some Taylor Swift.
I promise that I'll never find nothing like me.
That was...
I know that I'm a handful, baby. I know that you never feel before I jump. You're the kind of guy the ladies want. And a lot of chicks out there. I know that I went psycho on the phone. I never let well enough. And trouble's gonna follow where I go. And there's a lot of cool things out there.
Well done, Jojo.
Jojo, impressive.
I love you, Fifi.
Oh, I love you, Jojo. And I love that you know the lyrics.
It's a great effort.
I worry that he's going to be judged harshly for maybe his performance, but credit to Jojo. That's a new song.
It's a new song. He's got a great name, and he just had a crack. That's all we asked for.
Yes.
We don't want people coming on here nailing it.
How
boring would that be?
Certainly didn't do that.
Now we've got Kiwi, landscaper from St Albans. Hey, Kiwi.
G'day, how's it?
Yeah, good. Kiwi, is that a nickname because you're from New Zealand?
Yeah, that's true.
I love it. We're original Aussies with our nicknames.
Creative.
Someone's met you and gone, Kiwi.
we made a bit of a name for ourselves over here.
You certainly have.
The Kiwis, the Islanders have got a great set of tonsils on them.
Ooh,
jeez, they can sing.
Yeah, I know. And now, Kiwi, you are going to perform a classic, some sexual.
Ooh, yeah, Boxy. Sexual.
Marvin Gaye, one of the great voices, Fief.
It is, and that song gets people up and about. Not me at the moment, couldn't think of anything worse. But Kiwi, off you go.
Your goal is for Fifi to find something.
Get her excited, Kiwi.
Baby, ooh, I can tell you. I'm much stronger, cause I cannot fight that feeling. I want sexual healing. Oh, yeah, you know, baby. Oh, you cannot tell me. I want you, baby. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Make sure you
I
ring
love
back.
The old school.
Yeah, make sure you ring back next week, bro. You might find yourself flying
in Sydney.
We've got a massive prize.
That was great.
Flying
Kiwi.
You to see the Voice finale next week.
Surely that got you up and about a little bit.
Honestly, Brad Pitt, George Clooney could walk in here and I'm not interested.
Wow.
I'm not interested.
Do you know what the worst thing is? That poor Logan, who's next, he's got no chance.
Logan, a carpenter from Darley. Hey, Logan.
How you doing?
Good, ooh. Logan. Logan, I like it. You're cool. You're a cool cat. Logan, what are you going to perform for us?
I haven't met you yet by Bublé.
Bublé?
I love this song. I love this song.
He sang again on the weekend.
Yeah.
Remember he retired?
Yeah, he did.
And then he sung because his son's better.
Well, because he's like about 35. There's no chance he's retiring.
No, because his son was sick.
I know. But I think he just had a spell.
Yeah, good on him. He's a nice guy.
He'll be like Frank Sinatra. He'll be singing in his 80s.
Yeah.
Logan, off you go.
Great chat.
And I know someday it'll all turn up and you'll make it work so we can work it out. And I promise you, care that I get so much more than I get. Yeah, I just haven't met you yet.
This is horrifying. No, I mean, no, that's very good.
That was very good.
Logan from Dali. I was up in Dali a couple of weeks ago.
That was very good.
Part of the world.
So,
well done.
Interesting choice for Fev here. Keeping in mind, we've got $250 worth of tradie undies up for grabs.
Yeah, well done, Jojo. You had a crack. Well done, Logan. But Kiwi, that was outstanding. I reckon he's nearly the best we've ever had. He'll give Josh a run for his money. Remember the guy who won the tradie oki up on the world famous rooftop?
Smashed it.
I reckon Kiwi would give him a run for the money.
Do you think Do you think a lot of tradies are waiting for next week because Byron said we're giving you a flight to Sydney?
Yeah, whoops. Before 6:30, I may have revealed the prize for next week's Tradioki, which is unbelievable. Nevertheless, $250 worth of tradie underwear for you. New tradie baby zippers made tiny tough. Get around those
They're
as well.
They're so cute, the little tradie zippers for little babies.
Well done, Kiwi. That's a lot of underwear.
Yeah, woo. And well now, done.
Yeah, woo.
Great stuff.
Well done, bro.
And, yeah, well, look, we did hint before the 6:30 news as to next week's prize. This time next week, tradies are singing for a chance to go to the Voice Grand Final in Sydney. This is a prize worth over $2,500. The Voice, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday on Channel 9, they will be there for a Voice Grand Final experience.
So, business class?
Well, you know, we'll look into that.
Yeah,
that is
so.
All still to come next week on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Guys, we said for Fifi's single mum baby shower, we had a very special guest who's going to join us. Unbelievably, that guest is well-known comedian
Hughesy.
Tuesday.
And I do not want the single mums of Melbourne to be disappointed right now. So, look, it's not Jerry Seinfeld, but it is Hughesy.
Hughesy, it's a big get. And we're so appreciative. You've just added so much value to this. Conrad Sewell will be performing, and you get to meet Dave Hughes.
You know what, guys? And I have always been a fan of single mums, so...
I just can't believe you're doing something for free.
I work for free a lot, Fev, because I'm... I love attention. There's no doubt about that, so... That's probably the most... It's deep insecurity gets me out of the house most of the time, so... But also, what a great thing to do. So, yeah, absolutely. So,
oh, it's going to be great, Hughesy. We're going to love it. Now, can I just touch base? Last week, you and Fev are diehard Carlton supporters and former Carlton player, I should mention.
So I actually play.
Carlton superstar. Yeah. There was tension between you two. You were disagreeing on some things. How have you gone this week in your WhatsApp group? Everything's cool?
Yeah, I think we've agreed. We've agreed to agree that Carlton are not a very good side. Yeah.
we actually had a chat on the phone last day, Susie and I, didn't we?
You had a chat.
Yeah, we had a bit of a chat. We
it's escalated?
Yeah, it's escalated.
You know, but when you're having these long text message conversations with someone, you think, why don't I just ring them?
Yeah, so we just had a chat and spoke about...
Can you
about
record it next time? I'd love to hear you two.
Nah, this one probably shouldn't have been recorded.
It's inner sanctum stuff.
Inner sanctum.
Yeah. So, no, the Blues, they're not travelling so well. But you know what I do now, Fevers? I bet on Carlton, so I can just...
I know,
get
he bet on the weekend.
I can get doubly angry. It just helps me.
Usually he's had a bit of a wager on the Blues to beat the Saints.
Really?
And I was like, all right, you idiot. No, that's just throwing money away. And then he gets angrier because he bet on it and they lost. So you put the bet on. That was so stupid.
So when I see them not doing as well as they can, I think that's my money that you're throwing away. So, yeah.
And you've paid your membership.
Exactly.
I mean, there's an argument to bet on the opposition, surely.
There is a big argument. If anyone over the years could be Bill Gates right now if you'd bet against Carlton.
Oh, mate. It'd be like betting on... It's like betting on Winks, whoever Carlton play. Why don't you run for the board, Hughesy?
Well, that would be hard work, though, would it? Because then,
not really.
I'm getting a lot of people in the street just attacking me anyway, or just lamenting with me. What's wrong with us, man? Like, you know, it's like it's my fault.
I'm actually serious.
I get it every day, Fev.
Why don't you run for the board?
Why don't you run for the board? Why don't we do a ticket, me and you?
I go one better. Why don't you do club president? I don't see Koshy working that hard.
Nah.
But like he's doing his sunrise is hard enough.
I'd go on the board. Hughesy, we'll go on it.
All right, well, let's have another phone call today. I like it.
Don't worry, the club. We'll put the club back on track.
I bet you.
I'll be getting rid of a few of those players. That are playing.
Well, while they sort out Carlton, obviously. This is great news, Fief, to have Hughesy on board.
Put myself back on the goal square.
Could be vested interest there. But, Fief, to have Hughesy on board for Fifi's single mum's baby shower, it's going to be fantastic.
It's huge, and it's so generous. Generous with your time, Hughesy. And also, Hughesy has offered to bring along some books for some of the women to enjoy, and you are so so kind to do that.
Excuse me, the Excuse Me series. We've got Excuse Me and Excuse Me Santa. And I've got a new book coming out. Me and my wife, actually, is the brains behind these books. Holly, our new book is How to Annoy Dad.
So. Probably don't bring that one.
Leave that one at home. But that's really generous. So we will be seeing Husey there on June the 7th. Husey Tuesday every week right here on 101.9 The Fox. Of course, driving you home from 4:30 the Subo with Kate. Quarter past seven. Thanks, Husey.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Our next guest, a very good friend of the show, live in concert and performing songs from A Star Is Born, which is going to be massive, plus her hits as well at the Palms, Crown Melbourne. The gig is December 13. Get your tickets now. Ticketmaster.com.au.
I cannot get enough of her voice. It's been way too long. She's back in town, though, and we've captured her in the studio. Ricky Lee.
Hey. Hey. Oh, up and about.
So good to see you. You look amazing. Too. You sound amazing.
Thank you. So good to see you. I can't believe you're here.
Yeah, either can I.
She's a trooper.
You really are.
Now, let's talk about you. So much. It's been so long since we've caught up.
It has been so long.
This is a fantastic show. And let's talk about so why you've picked A Star Is Born, because obviously Gaga, it means something to you, this film.
Well, I mean, I think she's an amazing artist and there's such great classic songs.
Such a good song.
And I just want to do them on stage and yeah, so we're doing this awesome tour. And we're doing an hour of songs from A Star Is Born, and then a whole other section of the show, which is about an hour and 20, is all the songs I've done over the last 15 years, the stuff that I've released.
Raining Diamonds?
Raining Diamonds, of course.
Love
your jam.
My favourite. Oh, gosh, when you released that. Remember how excited I got over that?
By December 13th, I reckon FIFA will be ready to party.
Yeah, you'll be ready to party. Yes. Let's go.
That could be a party night. That could be a night out.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good fun night.
Get your tickets. That is ticketmaster.com.au.
At the Palms.
Now confirm that FIFA will be up there moshing. A Star Is Born, plus all Ricky Lee's hits. So that's ticketmaster.com.au.
Would you get in the mosh?
Yes, for Ricky, I would. I've been in her mosh pits
before.
I'll
get you a little roped off section.
She loves a little roped off section.
I might have to work on my pelvic floor before then. Now, I don't want you to be alarmed, Ricky, but you can see there is a guitar in the studio. And Feb's been a bit quiet.
Is Bradley Cooper here? Or?
There's a reason why.
Well, he might be.
There's a reason why he's been a bit quiet.
Has my husband tried to bully his way into singing with me? What's going on?
Well, Bradley Cooper's wife or girlfriend gets a bit jealous about Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Well, we have our very own Bradley Cooper in the studio, don't we, Fev?
Yeah, we do. That's me.
Do we ever?
Well, when I watch this show, like, Alex loves this song. She loves Bradley Cooper. And I'm like, I could easily be Bradley Cooper.
I just could easily do it.
Like, he got up at Glastonbury. He's not a singer. He's an actor. I'm an actor. I was on Neighbours.
You're on Neighbours for about 1 second.
Hey, well, when I was on there, I'm on there. Anyway, I reckon I'm going to sing.
He put a lot of work into the singing, though, right?
He did.
You know he did.
He did, and I'd put a lot of work into my singing. I often sing the songs when they come out of a break.
Yep.
And I reckon I could nail Bradley Cooper, so let's do a duet.
I love your confidence. You want a duet?
Me. Gaga Coops.
Oh,
there we go. Okay. Fev, if you could make your way to the stage.
Righto, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox. Ricky Lee and Brendan Favola perform Shallow.
That's me on guitar, guys.
Good playing.
Tell me something, boy.
Similar.
Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself.
Sing it with me, Fab!
I'm in the deep end, watching and diving. I'll never meet the ground. Crashing through the surface will hide us and fall from the shallow now.
Harmonies.
In the shallow. In the shallow. In the shallow, we're falling. from a shallow now.
Wow, how about that?
Magical.
If you've just tuned in, it's
that'll be on the seaside.
It won't be on any side. It's Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox. Fifi, Fev and Byron. That was Ricky Lee and Brendan Favola performing Shallow.
Featuring.
I have no words and I feel that I would unfairly judge one of you if I spoke too much.
Was it really bad?
It was something.
It really was something.
December 13th, Palms. You won't see me.
Yeah, fair to say Feb will not be at the show, so tickets will continue to sell well.
But watching Ricky I'll be watching, Lee live, honestly, it's goosebumps, honey.
Thank you
absolutely
so much.
Amazing.
Get tickets.
And you, Feb, I got goosebumps for a very different reason.
It's 101.9 The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
As the reality TV stars, Feb, continue to unravel publicly, they're all coming out and they're all talking about how hard it is, reality TV fame.
These people that get fame boxing and just don't know how to handle it.
Well, they don't, but also,
wow.
Also, I just feel like it's a reality TV show. Yeah. And you must know in 2019 what you're getting yourself into. And if I knew anyone who was auditioning, I'd say don't do it. It's not what it's cracked up to be. But the latest guy to come out and have a whinge is Apollo Jackson. Now, I like Apollo.
Which
and
one's
he? He was after Sophie Monk in her season of The Bachelorette.
Okay.
And then he did a season of Bachelor in Paradise where all the chicks wanted him.
Okay.
Then he went on to do this. Byron, could I please hear his Tim Tam ad? This is where he was the genie in the Tim Tam ad.
Yes, certainly.
The Tim Tam genie is back. I've hidden 3 packets of golden Tim Tams around Australia. Simply buy a pack, follow the clues, and if you're lucky enough to find a golden Tim Tam, you'll win 3 wishes worth $100,000. Genie out.
Maybe you should rub the lamp and make a wish.
Well,
I wish that I could have my life back.
I think he thought that might have set him up, and that should have. That's a great campaign.
Tim Tams? Good.
I would do a Tim Tam Arnott's ad for free. That's how much I love Tim Tams.
Would you dress in a costume?
I don't do costumes, but I eat a lot. Like, I can eat a lot of Tim Tams.
Yeah, Tim Tam. Didn't you do a Tim Tam slam?
Yeah, I love a Tim Tam slam. Never still do. Trixie does it every night.
Does she?
Oh, that's her thing. Tim Tams and tea she has. Dunks it in a cup of tea.
It's an English tea.
So cute. Anyway, back to Apollo. He's written a really he's bared his heart and soul in a post. How he's and I'll just read some quotes from it. Everything I've worked on has been a failure. Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Tim Tam was successful.
It's been a crappy
it's
few
a great
months.
Biscuit.
Entertainment has its ups and downs. My phone subscriptions, I can't pay them. Work have cut them off. My stage show that I worked on for 6 months only sold 11 tickets. I'm unable to afford a dentist. A nerve exposed broken tooth has made it impossible to sleep at night. Everything I've been working for 8 months has been rejected, shut down, or a failure.
Why doesn't he get a job?
Very good point.
Oh, I was actually being serious.
No, you're right. Well, this is the problem with this reality TV cycle that a lot of these entrants and these people who go on these shows. I thought Apollo just wanted to find love. I didn't know he wanted a media career.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem. And that's where it's hard to feel sympathy because I genuinely thought you wanted to hook up with Sophie Monk and marry her. But seemingly, you actually wanted an entertainment.
You want to be famous.
Career.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think everyone has a go at the networks for exploiting and exposing these people. But at the end of the day, the networks are just promising you tops 3 months on television.
Yeah.
They're not promising you careers.
No.
That bit's on you.
It's hard to go on a reality show and get a really good job.
Oh, here he goes again.
And that's Rich coming from the King of the Jungle.
101.9 The Fox.
I think we all learnt with the recent election, Fev, that we can't believe polls.
No.
Polls are pointless. I don't want to hear about a survey, a poll, unless I know what the stats are.
Yes.
And there was a poll, a survey released yesterday, and I love it because Fev is called rubbish. I'm backing you, my friend. This is a rubbish poll.
Yes.
It was apparently Australians have voted on their favourite potato chip. Now, you are not going to believe what's coming in at number one. Fev, can you please tell Melbourne what is the number one potato chip?
The original Smiths. Plain. If I walk into whatever supermarket, I'm not going to the chip aisle going, whoa, get the blue packet.
Nobody's
because
doing
it's original.
That.
I'm not buying that first. I'm buying that last.
I agree. That's the one you go for. That's the one. Do you know what I
do? That's like a kids' party because you just don't know.
Plain chips is just that extra bag you get when you're having a party because you go, there'll be someone that just doesn't
want anything. Kids will eat that because they don't like the salt and vinegar. They don't like the spicy Red Rock hot chili, that sort of burger rings,
for me,
cheezels.
My favourite, my go-to is Smith's salt and vinegar. That's my number one.
Salt and vinegar's good.
It's coming at number three, so that's decent.
I'm a Red Rock sweet chili.
Yeah.
That's not even top 10.
That's my favourite.
Honey soy chicken came in at number 10. No thanks. It's okay.
Cheezels in there?
Cheezels came in at number 5. Twisties came in at number 2.
Which one, chicken or cheese?
Well, obviously cheese.
Cheese. Chicken's not there.
Chicken's rubbish.
No, chicken's good.
Awful. What I was interested in at number 4 was Pringles Original.
Oh,
now, why would you go
with
Pringles Original if you could get a sour cream? Like, if you can get the Pringles sour cream or salt and vinegar,
good point.
As if you're getting the Pringles Original.
Hey, guys, number 9, burger rings. Joke. Well, it should be way higher.
131060, just if you want to join in this conversation, what do you think should be at number one? Do you know what, Fev? I am going to say something a little bit controversial, and maybe you won't or Melbourne won't agree with me. Chips are getting too fancy.
You reckon?
Yeah, like, remember once upon a time, it was salt and vinegar, chicken, barbecue, and then they introduced the sweet chili and sour cream.
There's balsamic
onion. But now there's just so many. And I've gone back to just a Smith's salt and vinegar. That's all I need. That's my go-to.
Salt and vinegar was my go-to, but I think it hurts my tongue or something because I suck all the juicy stuff or the spices off.
I don't suck it off.
That's weird.
Just eat the
chicken. I lick it. I lick it and then eat it.
That's what's happening. You'll give yourself mouth ulcers.
Yeah, my tongue gets sore. It does.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Important topic this, 131060. Australians have voted on their favourite potato snack, FIFA. The Smith's plain one has come in at number one.
Smith's Original, and we just think that's highly controversial. So many have been overlooked in the top 10. We've got Chris from Williamstown. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Pete. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Chris, what are you voting for? What's the best chip?
Cheese and bacon ball.
Oh, yeah, yum.
Oh, are they Cheetos?
Yeah, they've got the they've got the Cheeto on the front, and then it gets it all over your fingers, and then you lick your fingers at the end. It's got all the orange stuff on there.
I feel like then should we get some?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, let's get some.
Let's run down to Coles and get some.
Yeah, can we grab some?
They're like a packet of M&M, they're like chocolate. You can't stop at one block. Like, you can't just have like a row. You've got to eat the whole block. With Cheetos, you've got to eat every single one of them.
Thank you, Chris. And proof you can't pay any attention to polls, guys, the cheese and bacon ball Cheetos haven't even gone top 10.
Wow.
Joke. Anyway, that's the big news for the morning.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Yesterday, Fev, you came into work and you'd gone to a charity ball on the weekend. And
Camp Quality, yes.
For Camp Quality, and the generous soul that you are, you bought one of the auction items that happened to be Mark Scriven's ring from Married at First Sight. And we were talking about the ring and that you've now got this and what do you do with it? But then you added something after the show and we went, whoa, hang on a minute. You said not only have you got the ring.
Yes, Boxy. So the auction item was the ring. And the reason I paid $1,100 for it wasn't just for the ring. It was a little kicker at the end. And the kicker was you get to go on a date with Mark. So whoever bid the most money got to go on a date and get the ring. So essentially, I got a date with Mark. So I thought, why not? Let's get Mark on the line and then we can sell him off to one of our listeners.
Okay, have you run this by him?
No, but this is Mark, if anyone doesn't know.
Because he's going to have to obviously agree to this.
No, I paid for it. So.
Okay, well, I look forward to this conversation.
Contentious. But first, for those unfamiliar, meet Mark.
My name is Mark, I'm 41 and I work in the fitness industry. Everything in my life is pretty much spot on and perfect. I got a job, own my own car, got my hair a little bit grey, but I've got my own hair, decent set of teeth, I've been told. The only thing that's missing is a partner.
Well, we can fix that. Rooster, Mark. And at the moment, he's set up on a date with Fev.
Yeah.
And you're about to sell him off. I don't know how he's going to feel about it, but we've got him on the line. Mark, how are you?
Hey, guys.
G'day, yeah, Mark.
Yeah, good. I was a lot better until about a minute ago, and I started listening to what was happening in the background.
Now, we went to an amazing function, gave up our time to go to Camp Quality, and then you so generously said you'll give away your ring, and I thought, whoa, this is an opportunity. And I brought it, and now I have a date with you, Mark.
Yeah, then I threw in a bit of a kicker in the end just to try and get us over the line a bit. But I'm happy to do that. You bought it and it's yours. So I'm, whatever you guys are up for, I'm happy to do it. Oh,
so, Mark, any girls, ladies around Melbourne who would like to date Mark Scrivens from Maths? You would have seen him. You would have maybe wanted him and been jealous of Ning. Now you get him all to yourself. I mean, you know, obviously within reason, Mark, you get to set the parameters of what makes you feel comfortable.
Does he?
But this is like a dating show.
No.
He doesn't set any parameters.
Mark, I am the producer and I will be organising. So we'll do dinner. It'll be a dinner date, Mark.
Okay.
And we'll do it at Mr. and Mrs. P's in Brighton, which is Matt Butcher's restaurant, who is an ambassador for Camp Quality. He doesn't know that yet, but he's putting a dinner on.
Mark, what does it feel like to be owned by Brendan Favola right now?
At the end of the day, it was an unbelievable cause on Friday night. It was really good to be a part of. And look, I didn't take anything away from the show apart from the ring, so I was more than happy to auction it off.
We could find you, love. We could do what Channel 9 couldn't. I mean, this is brilliant.
I know.
131060, if you would like a date with Mark, call now. We'll have a little audition process if there's any chemistry. I think, Fev, it's your date, so you get to pick.
Yeah.
You get to pick Mark a date.
Do we leave Mark on the line, or does Mark just have nothing to do with the selection process?
I leave Mark on the line.
Okay, cool.
He gets to have a chat.
Mark will stay on the line. We'll try and prove the quality of his line. We'll keep him on the line, and then we'll put him on with some dates, and then I guess Fev and Fief will make the decision.
1019, The Fox.
No surprises, Fief and Fev. The phones have gone pretty crazy. 131060.
I am sitting next to a man, Brendan Favola, who owns a Maths contestant, Mark Scrivens, who was married to Ning and did fell apart, but at a charity function. Fev, you bought the wedding ring that Mark wore, and you bought a date with him, so you own him, right?
Yeah,
now.
I do own him, and he was great to put up an auction item, and they raised nearly $400,000 for kids with cancer and families for Camp Quality, which was a great cause, and we had a couple of frothies, and I brought the ring and a date. So I thought to myself, let's just give it away on air to one of our lovely listeners.
Oh.
And we've got Kylie on the line. G'day, Kylie.
Hi, how you going?
Not too bad.
Kylie, sounds like it.
Okay, Mark's just making some notes. Mark, just so you know, you're on air at the moment, so here we go.
Okay, so let's have it. Mark, we've got Kylie for you. Did you want to say hi to Kylie?
G'day, Kylie. How's things this morning?
Good, thanks. How are you, Mark?
Very well. I'm excited if you win it.
Yes, I'd be excited too. It'd be great.
Hey, what do you do, Kyles?
I'm an Air Force Maths Reservist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you watch Maths?
Yes, I did. I watched it. It was great. Okay. I really enjoyed it.
Did you love Mark?
He was fantastic. I thought he seemed like a really nice, genuine person.
He is. He's got a good rig, great beard.
Definitely, yes. Those are other bonuses, that's for sure.
I mean, look, it's not my date to give away, but I am hearing chemistry. I am hearing it.
Right, we'll put Kyle's on the back burner for a second, and we'll go to Rose. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning.
Now, Rose, tell us a bit about yourself.
Bit about myself. I'm 49 and I'm a mother of two boys and two fit, active and disciplined boys, a 13 and 18 year old. Bit about myself, I actually am a caregiver, so I actually enjoy caring for people.
And oh, that's wonderful.
I see myself as being a compassionate person and a great listener.
Oh, Mark, did you want to have a chat with Rose?
Well, Rose sounds like the perfect woman. $1.
Horrible line. I can assume he's saying I'm very impressed by Rose.
He did. Now, what do you guys reckon?
Well, look, I mean, we've got Kylie and Rose both vying for this date that Fev has.
I like that you're making. So, hang on, just to get this clear, Fief, you're going to make the decision.
No, I'm going to make the decision. No. I was just asking what she thought.
He's just, you know what? We're tight. Fev and I, we chat.
But Mark isn't.
No, Mark has no say in this.
Mark's just going out for dinner.
Fev's the executive.
Oh, dear Mark.
Put it this way. At the moment, Fev is the executive producer of Maths, and I'm one of those psychologists. And he's come to me.
Yes, I have.
And he's come to me for a chat.
I'm on the couch. Go for a chat. What do you think?
Well, look, I love both Kylie and Rose. There we go. Not very helpful.
Righto, I am going to choose. I think I'm going to pick Kylie.
It was chemistry.
Yeah, there was a lot of chemistry there. Now, Kyles, you're going to go on a date. It's going to be all paid for. You and Mark are going to sit down at Mr. and Mrs. P's. We'll organise a time. And also, are you there, Mark?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, so you're going to go on a date with Kyles. Now, Kyles, are you excited?
Yes, I am. That's fantastic. Thank you.
And I've got, just in case the date goes really well, I'm going to send you Mark's ring. So if it all kicks off and goes pretty well, you might be able to put it on his finger at the end of the night. So.
That might be going a bit quick, but that's great.
But life's too short, Kyles.
Beautiful moment. There we go.
There you go, Mark. You're set up. Hopefully you fall in love. We'll catch back up with them, won't we?
Yeah, we'll touch base after the date.
We'll touch base.
Surely, Fief, I mean, you guys are running this show. Would we send a camera crew to film?
100%.
Great. Well, you live down the road. Why don't you just go, Fief?
I'm going to do a couple of Vox Pops.
It's the Fox. 22
Thanks, Mark. Eight. You're a legend. Well done, brother.
Have a great night, guys.
Thank you. 101.9, The Fox.
Wasn't it great earlier this morning to have Ricky Lee in? Of course, Ricky, live in concert, A Star is Born, Palms at Crown Melbourne, December 13. There was an emotional duet with Fev, which was wonderful. She has also left us with a new jingle for Fief having her baby, guys. Oh. Here we go. Fief is pregnant, soon to be parent. She's never been this round. All the weird cravings like chocolate.
What a
beautiful moment. We're getting closer, Fief, of course.
It's giving Conrad accurate.
It's giving Conrad a bit of a run for his money.
I know. I am exploding. I'm round and I'm bloated. All of the above. Hello.
Hello, Boxy.
What have you got there?
I've just got a... I was just going to talk about your baby name, Boxy.
Oh, yes. Now, I'm not... You've got a clipboard in front of you. I'm aware that we are now running an official baby sweep. And I think we're going to open the phone lines 131060. If you want to join the sweep, there will be a prize for if anyone can pick. There's two things. You've got to pick the baby name, but we don't know the gender. So you've got to go out on a limb and commit to a boy or a girl.
All right.
And I think it started in the office yesterday.
So that number, by the way, 131060, if you want to sort of lodge
join
your
the
entry.
Sweep.
Yeah, join in. 13,
join
10,
the
60.
Sweep, guys. And
somebody
we've done a little...
won when you won. When you named Toby, somebody picked it.
It was
I think
you.
I picked it.
Yeah, it was you. Maybe because I told you.
Yeah.
Was going to be I think Lenny told me.
Oh, no, Lenny told you. Yeah, Lenny told you. That's right. Now, we've got we've gone through all our people that work with us, and Leon's first on the list because he's probably started it. So he's picked a girl, female, and his baby name is Lucy.
Cute. I do. Leon, good guess. Okay, you know me well.
The next on the list is...
That wouldn't work because what if you abbreviated Lucy?
Lucy Box. Loose box. Byron.
I think it was a joke from Leon.
Is that a joke, Leon?
Well,
a little bit,
I think so to my unborn child.
I didn't want to go there because there's kids in the car.
Oh,
but yeah, anyway.
Dear, sorry.
And we've got Allie. Allie's, she's gone out on a limb and didn't name a baby gender or a name. So she's got a name.
She hasn't decided, obviously.
Mike has just said female with no name. Amanda, our boss.
Do any of them know how this works? You actually put a name in?
So it's going well so far. Amanda said girl, Savannah. It's a nice
Savannah. Ooh, I like that, Amanda.
Sha. She said girl, Lily.
Lily's great.
Will, you boy, Ollie.
I like that.
And then we'll go down to Casey, girl, Daisy.
Daisy Box.
Daisy's nice. And then go to me. I just said girl / boy because I don't know. And I said Brenda. And if it's a boy, Brendan.
I am not joking. I am tempted. Because...
What?
For the radio show. What a commitment to this radio show that would be. If I ended up deciding, I'll call my, if I had a daughter or a son, just calling them Brenda or Brendan to really commit.
And then under that, literally I was last. And then Byron's gone in under me and gone boy And he's gone out on a limb. Gregory. Don't copy me, man. I just did that. But like,
so you've
already
actually
done
just
that.
Copied Fev's
Greg
joke.
Box.
But I've already done that.
Look, the office are doing well. There's lots of gorgeous names in there. I will not comment on whether any of them are being considered at this point in time.
So 13-10-60 Melbourne. Have your join our sweep, Fifi's baby sweep.
There
try
will be a prize
name.
Attached. We haven't figured that out yet.
And we've got Kylie from Wallen. Just one, just out of the box, quickly. What do you reckon, Kylie?
I think a girl and Aurora.
Aurora.
Kylie, I know what you've done here, and you're very clever because you know my relationship with Disney princesses and Trixie's relationship. And I'm not even kidding. That was one of the first names Trixie said. If we have a girl, can we call it Aurora?
Whoa, top of the list.
Because that's on Sleeping Beauty.
Well, we'll lock that in. It might be a
Moana.
Winner.
Moana. Oh,
very well done.
Lots of...
Don't actually, call it Moana.
We're gonna recognise this guest, guys. Rachel in Burwood's there. I think this name might have popped up before.
Ooh, Rach, what are you tipping? What gender and what name?
I'm not going to choose a gender, but the name Quinn. Q-U-I-N-N.
Well, you know what's brilliant about that, Rach?
Welcome.
Fev is really committed to the fact that he thinks I'm going to call a girl or boy Quinn.
Yeah.
That's uncanny.
Because Quinn's a very, classy name, and the boxes are very classy. They have the just family lunches at the MCC members. They hide out the MCG.
Oh, wow.
And there's going to be no sort of Brendan box going in there. It'd be... your name?
Quinn.
I like it, Rach.
Come in.
Look, there's plenty more there. We'll lock them all down. We won't put them all to air. Oh, you can?
Can I go through some? Because they're just fun. Amanda said Mark. Why not? I mean, it's classic.
Thank you, Amanda.
That's all right.
Mark box.
We've got, I'll just say them. Frank from Audialic. Jackson, I like it.
Jackson's nice. Jacko.
Jackie in Hoppers Crossing. Bella, if it's a girl. Can't go wrong with Bella. It's beautiful.
Bella's a good name.
Emma in Croydon thinks it's a boy called Alex. Oh, I like this. Savannah, no, great name, from Wallen. Tilly. That's cute.
Tilly box.
Cute. Okay, so the sweep is going.
Beautiful.
It's up and running.
We've just got one little cutie here who wants a quick guess. It's Sienna in Pakenham wants to go into the draw, guys, into the sweep. Sienna, name?
The name will be Charlotte for a girl.
Oh, Charlotte.
I love
name.
It, Sienna.
Okay, you're
I
locked
love
in as
Charlotte.
Well.
So we'll... Little Lottie. That's cute.
Little Lottie. Lottie box.
101.9. The Fox.
Fifi's single mum's baby shower is next Friday at, wait for it, Melbourne Arena, Fife.
I know. It's such a huge function now. We're so thrilled that so many people have gotten behind celebrating single mums. And there's lots of single mums who are pregnant right now. They're coming along. But we've also just got great single mums that have brought up all their kids and deserve a pat on the back and a day to be pampered and feel special. And we just wanted to say a big shout out to so many generous Melbourne businesses and small businesses who have all put their hand up and said, how can we help? Now we've got
amazing.
Amanda from Hens HQ. Amanda and Hens HQ are providing everyone, all the single mums, with a keepsake sash. So they get that on arrival to wear on the day and keep as a memento. Thank you, Amanda. Speaking of massages and pampering, Sophie from Massages to Motivate is bringing a team of highly experienced massage therapists to treat all the mums. Oh, gosh, I can't wait for that. I need that.
They're going to have to line up.
Yeah, Fev and I will be in the line for that.
We'll be in the chair.
So that's Sophie from Massages to Motivate. And a big thanks to Sandy from Magnet Me, who'll be creating photo magnets from the event so people will remember
cool.
the day. So Sandy and Magnet Me are just great. All these new businesses, small businesses, and really charitable Melburnians. And you know what?
It's been overwhelming, Boxy.
Melbourne always step up, and we're so proud. That's why we're proud Melburnians.
Great work.
And that'll all happen on...
next Friday, would you believe?
Gosh, baby brain, I forgot the date.
Fox.com.au.
Put it in your diary.
The website is still there if you'd like to get involved. But yeah, both businesses, big and small, Underworks, our major sponsor. We really appreciate those guys coming on board. Of course, they make the baby socks and all that good stuff. So thank you to Underworks.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
What's going on over there? I can't see her because she's laying on a
couch.
The
little dumpling over there. If anyone who is anything to do with, what are those things called?
Okay.
Cheese and bacon balls. Get them at the baby shower because she is literally
Fev
boxy.
Told me about cheese and bacon balls, Cheetos cheese and bacon balls about half an hour ago. Then we've gone and got, Casey's run down and got some because we're like, what are these amazing balls I've never heard of? I can't stop eating them. I can't.
I've filled up her bowl twice.
They're addictive.
She's got Jamie Lake's a choc chip cookies in there.
Oh, they're so good.
Our newsreader's wife has baked her cookies, but now you're scoffing on Cheetos.
Cheese and Leon, bacon balls.
Leon, don't bring in more
bags. Oh, there's two more packets.
It's okay. Unbelievable.
Oh, they're so good. How have I gone my life without knowing these?
You're on a rampage.
Now, speaking of things that I don't know, and nobody knows, secrets are being revealed at the moment in all sorts of professions and industries. You might know one of the contestants of MasterChef. I don't know whether he'll get a slap on the wrist, but MasterChef would not be happy. He's revealing all the show's closely kept secrets.
Ooh.
Some of those secrets are that the auditioning at Fev apparently takes 5 months.
Wow.
And there are 7 months living in a house. And when they're living in that house, they have no wallet, no phone, no internet, and no TV.
That's 7 months.
7 months.
What?
It sounds like he's a bit disgruntled, doesn't it? He's also said that when you live in the house together, sometimes cookbooks go missing and there's some pretty nasty arguments. So I didn't know they were allowed cookbooks. He's revealing behind the scenes George is the toughest judge. That people think George is the toughest judge, but he's the big softy.
Yeah,
he is a softy. All the food is served cold.
Is it? Yeah. I always wondered that. Yeah. There we go. I like that secret because I'm like, I watch it. Jeez, it makes me hungry.
I
watch it and I'm like, how do they get all the food and it sit there perfectly and then they've got to go to an ad and, you know, when they dish it up and then they eat it. And I'm like, surely that's not hot. They have to microwave it or something. But it's cold.
It's just cold. Mm. But I guess when you're a good chef or like our friend Matt Preston and you're a good reviewer and critique, you know what's good, whether it's hot or cold maybe.
Yeah, I know. But when they cook like a seafood dish, like a nice bit of fish or a bit of, lobster tail or something, whatever they cook, I don't want to eat that cold.
No, you don't, do you?
If you're the judge, you'd be going, ooh, jeez, I don't want to eat this.
And then Fev, other secrets that have crept out of Kmart, and any Kmart shoppers would like to know these. Yeah, a former Kmart employee has shared all the secrets. So post-holiday sales is the best time to nab a bargain. So straight after the holidays.
That's not a secret.
No, but they're saying not during the holiday sales, after it, because they slash them even more.
Yeah, I knew that.
Did you know that?
It's like Boxing Day sale. Oh, everyone get it. And then the next day, they're even cheaper because they sell what they
have. Yeah, but isn't it all the rubbish no one wants?
Oh.
No. Because they buy a lot of stuff, and they buy heaps to go on the Boxing Day, and then sometimes they don't sell it, so the next day they've got to get rid of it, so they halve it again.
Well, there's a secret.
Mm.
What about this one? If you can learn your barcodes. So barcodes are the key to knowing which items are actually discounted. So the last digit on the barcode changes after every new season. So if there's two toasters that look exactly the same and the last digit of one barcode is 8 but the other is 9, the one with the 8 is cheaper. I mean, gee, that's going to take a lot of work. You have to go with a magnifying glass.
Someone told me a little bit of a secret about like Kmart and Big W. That used to be a manager at like Big W. Yeah. And they said that just say you're buying a toaster and one's worth like, I don't know, $400 and the one next to it's a cheapo worth $99. If you switch the barcodes over and set, you know, the sale price.
Yeah, don't do that.
But that's illegal.
But they're saying that if you go up and they scan it, and you say, oh, well, it says there, and then they go and look at it, and it says there, they have to sell it to you. That's a secret.
It's more like a criminal secret.
No, but I wouldn't. I don't do that. I'm just saying that's what they said. People do it all the time.
Okay. Well, let's not encourage that behaviour, but 131060, workplace secrets. If you've got any secrets you want to share.
Okay.
We've got a voice disguiser. We can give you an alias. Just
you got any
tips.
Secrets when you're at the tax office or when you work
at
Meijer?
When I was at the ATO, this is my tip when I was at a call centre, particularly at the Australian Tax Office.
Be very careful. It's a government department.
Just be really nice to the person who answers the phone, because if someone was really rude to me, I was very good at losing them in the queue.
Oh, okay.
You know when you
hang up on them. Gotcha.
Do you know when I call through and I want to speak to you at the taxation office or wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
and they say, this phone call is being recorded. Mm-hmm. Is it actually being recorded?
Yep.
Cool.
101.9 The Fox.
I'm not going to lie. After Fev an hour ago introduced me to Cheetos cheese and bacon balls, I'm in a bacon ball coma right now. I've eaten a whole packet, and they're so moorish. And
a packet and a half.
Thank you for that introduction, Fev. My new favourite chip. Now we're talking about workplace secrets because an ex-employee of Kmart is giving away all the tips to get great bargains at Kmart. One of the contestants, former contestant on MasterChef, is giving away all the behind the scenes. And
Which is fascinating.
We've got microphones here that people can share. Give secrets away that might help people, particularly in customer service. Nathan from Ferntree Gully. Hey, Nath.
G'day, how are you?
Good, Nath. Now, Nath, I'm going to be honest with you. I know that you're going to talk about pies, but if you're going to say anything that's going to want me to make me stop eating pies, I don't want to know.
No, definitely not.
Okay, good. What's your secret?
So I work at a major pie company in Australia, obviously, and I know that they change the boxes and the boxes only just for the generic supermarket brand pies.
Oh, hang on.
Get out. So they're actually just generic pies.
They're not generic, so to speak, but they're the same as the good ones. They just use the supermarket box, so your normal supermarket brand boxing.
Yeah.
So they're exactly the same as a good pie, but they're a lot cheaper if you buy the supermarket brand.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
That's
we won't
really
mention
good.
Any specific brands, but that's extraordinary.
We'll have to figure that out. We'll do a pie test.
So a 4-and-20 pie
well,
could
I
just
say
be
that.
A,
it could
I'm
be
just
any
saying,
company.
I just thought of a 4-and-20 pie.
Yeah.
Could be just a no-brand pie.
Coles.
I mean, the good thing about pies is even just a plain cheap pie is great. Like,
pies are good.
That's a really good point.
I can take any pie.
Yeah, I can take a pie now. Too.
Guys, a friend of mine used to host a wine show. He used to host like he actually hosted a wine show, so he knew a lot about wine.
I know who you're talking about. You can say his name.
Stuart McGill. And he told me that there were certain really premium wineries that had to get rid of their excess wine, and he could tell me the premium wines that ended up in the cheap casks. But they never wanted you to know. But you could get a cask of a certain wine, and you were getting something that would normally be $80 a bottle in a cask for like $5.
Yeah, often the more expensive wine isn't the best wine.
Interesting point.
When you win the gold sticker, it's the cheaper wine.
Are casks still around?
Goon bags.
Bit of passion pop.
Cam in South Yarra. Hey, Cam.
Hey, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, good, Cam. You've got a workplace secret from a telco.
I do. I used to work for a few telcos, actually, and there was any time that customers would come in and be a little bit irate or anything like that, you used to be able to put codes onto people's accounts, which would then slow internet services, or you would leave orders pending or anything like that.
Oh, wow. That's...
Yeah.
Just pays to be nice, doesn't it?
It does. But see, I get that. Yeah. Like, it's just common sense. I find people who get angry, particularly at telcos and people who work there... You can't win because you're holding so much power, Cam.
Do you know when you ring like a Commonwealth Bank to have a chat and they have all the, you know, to press
again,
one,
yeah,
press
any
two,
bank. Any bank.
No, it's Commonwealth because I'm with Commonwealth.
Okay.
If you just press 0000, it puts you straight through to the call centre.
Oh, clever.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a great tip.
That's a great tip.
You don't even work there.
No. That's a tip. Says you're going in line.
And now finally we have Diana in Berwick. Hey, Diana.
Hi.
Diana, what's a great tip, workplace tip you've got for us?
Well, I used to manage a call centre who had reward programs. And we used to go through permits and all the rest of it to make sure that we drew the prize correctly. But the owner of the company used to select the winner.
Gee.
Oh, and wow.
Just rigging competitions.
And they were like cars and things like that. Whoa. And it was generally someone he knew.
I didn't think that was possible. Now they have a government like official who usually takes part in this and oversees it.
That sounds like something Fev's dad would be involved in.
Oh, wow.
All right. It was almost a criminal offence, that last one, Fev.
Yeah, it was.
All That'd be like Leon telling his best mate the secret sound and then ringing up. Wouldn't it?
Yeah,
but he wouldn't do that, but I'm just saying that's the equivalent.
We better just check those
might
girls.
Check the winners.
I might just check.
Did Leon, do you know them?
Just backtrack on that.
You were the one that opened the envelope on the desk the other day.
Hey, well, he shouldn't have left things lying around, brother.
All right, that's it for us. We are
dental floss.
Out of here. We're out of here. Was it the secret sound? Was not dental floss. That was a prank on you.
The iconic end of season sale is on. Shop theiconic.com.au or download the app.